So what you're looking at is basically a kind of a mechanistic way of thinking about the heart, almost as if it's a couple of pumps with pipes attached to the pumps. And in a way, that's not a bad way to think about the heart. In fact, we're going to kind of move through this diagram, and I realize it looks a little bit scary, but once I start labeling stuff, you'll start seeing that it's actually not as bad as it seems. So let's get started in the upper part of the heart. The right atrium is right there, and then blood goes down into the right ventricle. And then on the other side, I'm going to label the last two chambers, the left atrium and the left ventricle. And we're going to actually follow the path of blood after it leaves the right ventricle. We're going to start our journey here at the right ventricle. So what's the first thing it kind of comes across? Well, blood leaves the right ventricle, goes through a valve, and after, on the other side, you've got this area right here. And I've drawn it as one tube with no split, and this is the pulmonary trunk. So blood is headed towards the lungs, going first through the trunk, and of course, after the trunk, there's a left and right. So I'll write that up here. The pulmonary arteries are next. And remember, I call them arteries because they're going away from the heart. And there are two arteries. So pulmonary arteries, left and right pulmonary arteries. And that's why you see two things here, one here, and you see one here. And those are basically tubes. So it's going from the pulmonary trunk. It's splitting into one of the two tubes. And now I'm drawing the left and right lung up top, and of course you know that the lungs are actually not going to look this way, so this is not anatomically correct, but this is not, as I said in the beginning, a bad way of thinking about it. So blood goes through the lungs and then comes out on the other side, and there we're going to talk about left and right pulmonary veins. And actually here I'm going to make the point that there aren't just two pulmonary veins, one for each lung. Actually, there are usually more than that. And so when I draw it as two, I really want you to just think of the two sides, veins coming from both sides. But the actual number could be a few. It could be a few pulmonary veins in total. The pulmonary veins drain blood then into the left atrium, right? So now we're on the other side of the heart. And for the moment, I'm going to kind of pause the journey here. So we've gone from the right ventricle around to the lungs, back again in the left atrium. And this is kind of the first part of our journey. And this part of the journey is called the pulmonary circulation. I'm actually just going to write that here. Pulmonary circulation. So the fact that this part is going, starting from the heart and going back to the heart, is one circuit. And our heart actually has two circuits. But I want to point out the circuits one at a time. And we've already kind of completed one circuit.